When at last the battle was won, the dwarves that were left gathered in Azanulbizar. They took the head of Azog and thrust into its mouth the purse of small money, and then they set it on a stake. But no feast nor song was there that night, for their dead were beyond the count of grief. Barely half of their number, it is said, could still stand or had hope of healing. Nonetheless, in the morning, Thrine stood before them. He had one eye blinded beyond cure, and he was halt with a leg wound, but he said,
"Good! We have won the victory! Khazad Dûm is ours!"
But they answered, "Durin's heir you may be, but even with one eye you should see clearer. We fought this war for vengeance, and vengeance we have taken, but it is not sweet. If this is victory, then our hands are too small to hold it." And those who were not of Durin's folk said also, "Khazad Dûm was not our father's house. What is it to us, unless a hope of treasure? But now, if we must go without the rewards and the weir-guilds that are owed to us, the sooner we return to our own lands, the better pleased we shall be." Then Thrine turned to Dain and said,
"But surely my own kin will not desert me?"
"No," said Dain. "You are the father of our folk, and we have bled for you, and will again. But we will not enter Khazad Dûm. You will not enter Khazad Dûm. Only I have looked through the shadow of the gate. Beyond the shadow, it waits for you still, Durin's bane. The world must change, and some other power than ours must come before Durin's folk walk again in Moria.